Good evening.
Good evening again.
Well, we still have another minute before we should start.
Okay. Hi, Esther.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah. Gitula Chimincha. Tati. Gimel Yutav Tzadi. Kabel Rina Amcha Sadvenu Taharenu No Ra Ufreshayim Sintet Nun Nad Ibor Dor Shechudcha Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin. Barchen Tacharen Rachame Sikachal Tamid Tamchel Etet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Pasim Kadosh Berov Tzukal Na'el Adata Chesuf Bet Tet Menayim Yachid Ge'er Ramcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yukimalamed Hey Zayim Kuf Shavateinu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufal Tzadiyuta. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei, that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed, that created the constellation of Mosheim, the scales. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. But when we add the concealed Bet from within the Pei, we add 2, it becomes 112. And that gematria connects to the unity of the three levels, Adonai, Hashem, and Elohim. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohei. This word, this name connects to Arikan Tin. Adonai Yohei Wahe. And this word or name connects to Zeran Tin. El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim Berav chesed ve'emet. Notzer chesed la'alapim. Noseyavon v'afesha. V'chata'av v'nakei. Now we're going to read the nine verses that connect to the years 57, 74, 75, 76, and 77. And we're going to start with the year 57, 77, the year of the goat, the year that is a year of wake-up. We're going to start with Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Chod Adoni Katsap Tzipur O Yavai Chinam. They have chased me sore like a bird that are mine enemies without cause. The first letters of this verse, Tzat Ki Ach. These words translate as appear like brothers, indicating fake it till you make it. Love your neighbor, even if you don't. Make it look like you do, and eventually you will. The final letters of this verse, Dir Yam, and this is translated as a sea of tenants, teaching us that we are in this world as a tourist, as a tenant. This is not where we live. We live in the spiritual worlds, not in this physical world. We're just here to learn, to visit, to tour. Now, there is another verse that connects to this here, and that's Joshua chapter 12, verse 8. If you go to the first taf in this word, which is in the word tithabeku, and add seven letters, count seven, you'll find a shin. And then if you count seven, you'll find an ayin. And then if you count seven, you'll find a zion. This is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. It's concealed in this verse from Joshua chapter 12, verse 8. Kim Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Ashitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And this verse is giving you very clear directions. But cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. Chapter 29 from 2 Chronicles, verse 34. One of two verses that connects to the energy of the year 5776. Whenever you have difficulty during this year, connect back to this year of pause. Rakakohanim ayulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum acheichem alivim ad kilot hamlacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki alivim yishrei leval Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei la la hey, wah wah wah, yo la yo, a la may, hey hey hey, a ka a re ka ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ate Ate Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Surolami. Job chapter 7, verse 19. The energy of one of three verses that connect to the energy of 5775. The year that we're capable of removing death, swallowing death forever. Kamalo tishemimeni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Amasadoia Asher Yisabe Sham Washabtem Eli El Nahon Quihalati Item Withayim Yeshno Varet Spihipasti Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanesa yoved roav yomru ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 is the verse that connects to the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. Wasam timakom Leamili Israel, Untati Vushakam, Tata Vilo Yergaz, Od Vilo Yosifu, Bene Avlala Anoto, Kaasher Barishona. Please scan the 72 names of God. The eighth verse of the Anabakoth, we say in a whisper. And we're now going to read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. V'shem yichud kutsha b'richu ishkinte b'itkilu Urchimu udkilu Udkilu urchimu Le'achda l'shem yudhei b'bavhei Yehuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Uyot Mesitra Dimina Gihi Tukba Livarna shum sitra Vishmalaya hivlon zara kechon Vara mitbora shela ii Befima bimalka adahu diktiv Shao Avicha Uchyota Legabeya Adahu Dictin Baigat Sa Uvavar Nashoel Kianyan Umeshiv Kahalaka. We're now going to read from the Tikkuni Zohar, English translation, section 14b. The masters of Mishnah received through Kabbalah the halakha that is like the many maidens that are the jewels of Kabbalah. Those insights that come about through study of Mishnah and halakha are through the same agency as the higher mother that flows through to the lower mother. These insights are also the product of the Shekhinah. See how the Mishnah is an agency through which a righteous person merits his own world. This means that via the complex associations that occur in halakha, the wise are able to put together their own world that is uniquely theirs. In the tractate of the Mishnah, there is represented a kind of thinking that takes place that by its unique exile causes the mind to enter into a state of unity with its source of contemplation. This is a metaphor for the way the mind works in terms of its relationship to the Shekhinah. What we find out through each insight is that the Shekhinah has been waiting for us to lead her to her husband, unity. It is this unity that is received, or is the Kabbalah, that is the result of the insight of unity. The exile is when we see only the surface and not the inner core. During the time of Moshe, the queen rules, meaning the direct perception of the Shekhinah, whereas with Joshua and continuing forwards, the maidservant rules, who is the means for the perception of the Shekhinah. This is like the relationship between the insights we have with Halakha via Mishnah, representing a secondary revelation rather than the direct revelation that Moshe taught. Memtet then is the messenger that runs between the queen and the maidservant. How is the temple made, and by extension, what are the workings of creation? Herein is explained the vehicle or chariot of creation. It is the flowing of Memtet, that is the agency of the Shekhinah's connection above and below. There is a threefold operation of creation. First, there is the working of the chariot, meaning the spirit of Elohim. The Shekhinah, this is the way that things work or come together. Then with this follows wisdom and understanding in the application of the Shekhinah, called the workings of creation. Then the third component is the knowledge of the unity, called the unique one of the world, that brings the two others together via the chariot of Memtet. That is the connection of the Shekhinah above and below. It is the question that induces the answer. We ask what? Here we find the association with what? The Shekhinah, the Sefirot, and the mystery of the chariot of what? These Sefirot, what are they? They are the result of the connection of the Shekhinah. These links or associations called Sefirot lead us to the thoughts that are connected above and below. We see that these thoughts from high to low assume a definite pattern within creation and are the substance of what creation is before becoming. It is then the chain of association, or the histalt-ta-shilut, that brings all into being. The core component in our understanding of this is the Shekhinah, without which the Sephirot lose their meaning and connectivity. Memtet, the Ark, the body of written Torah, the middle pillar, the sacred table of the Shekhinah, the harp to the left, the north. These associations are shown to implicate the same within our consciousness. It is the heart, i.e. our feeling nature, that puts us in touch with the Shekhinah within. Look closely into the connections of the heart that radiates the life flows throughout the body. It is a physical as well as a metaphysical location that we are called upon to discern and then, Baruch Hashem, make use of. The menorah represents the light from within that illuminates the entire body. As it states, the candle of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the soul of man. Meaning this is the animating force. It goes on to explain the oil, the wick, and the light in relationship to the levels of soul. Think about these soul levels occurring at as various degrees of perception. In this way, the body then is the vessel of the soul level. And within the body or vessel, the oil is then our innate need to know. If the oil represents these eternal questions that have always been a part of our nature, the ruach of our being, our feeling nature is connected to the wick that partakes of the body or the oil, that is the nafsha. The answer of these questions, or the consuming of those questions, is represented by the light that shines. It is further explained that the tzaddik is the oil, or in the case of this analogy, the one who asks the questions. Then in response to those questions, the Shekhinah is activated within the awareness. Subsequently, the light that rises is the recognition of the unity that is established above and below. The body is the servant to these two, three sides, meaning the operation of the way things work within the threefold wick, oil, and light paradigm that is revealed here. To simplify, the body is the servant of the Shekhinah, meant to house the divine and meant to be cognizant of the divine via Torah study and the connections established by the Sephirot that awaken each node of connection within. The servant, which is the body and the, by extension the awareness of connection, called Memtet, is the basis behind all the divine names, which are symbols of the higher associations that occur above. Now, conversely, those thoughts that are not unified should remain so, because their attempted connection brings about a negative result. This separation of thought means that we do not tie the one thought of negativity to another in order to prove that thought or to make it grow. We consciously refuse, in effect, the connection. The work of creation differs. It is not spoken with two. Then there is no separation. Therefore, just with one, the unique one, as a meditation on one. That's the end of our section. Are there any questions? Tonight, in about a half hour, we will have a class rather than a question and answer session, unless somebody has a specific question. But I'm planning to have a class in preparation for Yom Kippur, which is coming up. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., we'll have a Slifot service, followed by a Slifot ritual. And then tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, we'll have a mini Zohar class rather than our advanced reincarnation class. Then at 6 o'clock, we'll continue our Tikkuni Zohar classes. And at 7 o'clock, we will have our regular Zohar class. At 8 o'clock, we will have the Tikkuni Zohar. We will have a Slifot service, followed by a class at 10:30, which will continue our preparations for Yom Kippur. Does anybody have any questions? Shalom to all. Have a peaceful evening.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.